An American star in agribusiness is Lainey Hutchinson from the Crockett County FFA chapter in Tennessee. So, Lainey, tell me a little bit about your supervised agricultural experience.
My supervised agricultural experience started in 2018 while I was a freshman in high school. I started teaching horse riding lessons to just a few of family friends, and it eventually turned into a few more students. In 2020, we had been discussing ways to share our farm with the community, and people were looking for safe ways to get out of their house. So my mom and I started hosting farm camps on our farm. It started out very small with just 10 to 12 students, and it eventually turned into a lot more students, and we ended up having several camps throughout that summer, and this has continued on throughout the years. I also, another minor part of my business was making and selling goat soap while breeding my nannies.
So tell me about, where did the project start? How did the idea come about?
So I've been rodeoing since I was 7 years old. I've always had a love for animals and horses, and I love sharing my love with other people. I love kids. I love being around kids. So when I started teaching, it was just kind of a natural thing. But like I mentioned previously, people were looking for ways for their kids to get out of their house, and I was looking for a little side hustle, so that's how Hutchinson Farm Camps came about. And like I said, my mom helped me a lot, but after that first year, I took it solely on my own. I have been able to teach a lot of students and really share agriculture with a lot of children in my community.
What were some of your top takeaways? Some of the biggest learnings that you've had over the course of your supervised agriculture experiences?
I have definitely learned a lot through my 4 years of this. It's really special to me to get to teach these children and get to show them what agriculture is all about, because a lot of kids nowadays have no idea how much agriculture affects our day-to-day life and what role it plays in society. Teaching is a very rewarding job. I love getting to share my love with other children, because this industry needs more people in it and more people to understand it. So I think that's very important for children and just people in general to understand that.
What does this award mean to you as being an American star in agribusiness?
This award is very special to me. Being a woman in ag can definitely get downplayed some, so I'm thankful to have this platform to show what I'm capable of and to be able to share what I have done. But I'm super thankful and grateful for everything that the FFA has provided and put forth for us kids in FFA.
Take me back to when you first put on that blue corduroy jacket. Did you ever know you were going to be here in a finalist position? And tell me just about this full surreal moment.
Absolutely not. I would have never expected to be here. I've always been in FFA. I wasn't just super duper involved with it. So yes, this is definitely, looking back, I would have never thought I would have been here. But FFA means a lot to me, and it has opened so many doors for me and put so many opportunities right at my feet. And for that, I'm very thankful.
Now, if a younger member wants to be in your position one day, what advice would you give them?
Always work hard. Never give up on your dreams. And if you'll work hard, everything else will fall into place.
Like it has. Being a star finalist, as this may be one of the last times you wear this jacket, what does it mean to really be part of an organization that's given you so many opportunities?
It's definitely rewarding, and I'm proud to say that I am an FFA member. I'm thankful for everything that this organization has provided for me and for the future generation. I think it is very important for the future farmers of America.
And what does the future look like for you, Lainey?
I'm unsure of my plans yet. Right now, I'm in college at the University of Tennessee at Martin. I'm on the rodeo team, and I'm pursuing a degree in agriculture. I do plan to continue my ag tourism type stuff through my family farm as I'm in school. And then when I graduate, I would like to potentially work in ag sales, pharmaceutical sales, or something along those lines. But right now, I'm pretty unsure of what I'm going to do.
Final words as an American star in agribusiness. Anything else that you'd like to share?
Yes, I'm very thankful for my advisors and my parents for helping me get this far. Without my advisor, Ms. Haley Williams, I would have never competed for this award. So I'm extremely thankful for her and her encouragement to me throughout the years. Like I said earlier, FFA is a great organization, and I encourage everybody to get involved in it.
That was Lainey Hutchinson from the Crockett County FFA chapter in Tennessee. She is an American star in agribusiness, the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo. She's a finalist. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.